The city administration made its latest offer to the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association in late August, according to city manager Scott Hahn.
We sent them what was a final offer, and the final offer offered three different options for the union to pick from, just so that it is open as possible, and maybe one was more interesting than the other.
More specifically, one option was status quo, no increases or decreases in wages or benefits. Another option includes $1,000 a year raise in the first year of the three-year contract for all workers, which works out to about 50 cents more an hour. However, workers would lose 6 days of paid time off each year. A third option would provide a smaller raise of $500, but the six-day cut and leave would only apply to higher-level workers who have been with the city over 10 years, according to Hahn.
That over 10-year period, they have in a much greater increase in time off for when you make that 10-year mark than any of the other positions. I mean, and so we were trying to get it back into the same kind of logical pattern with the rest of them, that they still would get more after being there 10 years, but they wouldn't get that much more is what they're getting right now. So we were trying to cut back a bit on the paid time off and trade off with the city, you know, spending you know, considerably more on salaries for wages, but we'd save it by not having as much time off. So
workers have to use their paid time off for sick leave as well as vacation time, not including holidays. New city employees currently get a total of 24 days a year, while the most experienced workers accrue up to 48 days. Leave time would not change under the PMEA's latest proposal. Rather, the union had asked for no raise in the first year and a 3% wage increase in the second and third years of the contract, according to PMEA chapter chair Joe Bertagnoli. Bertagnoli and other union officials were not happy with the city's proposed trade-off of leave time.
It was not moving forward in any way, shape, or form. If anything, what they were offering was moving us backwards at the table.
Bertagnoli notes that under the city's option for a 25-cent wage increase, the higher pay scale employees would actually give up more than they would gain. For them, he says, the 6 days of paid leave is worth more money than the raise. Bertagnoli says the union wants a single offer from the city that its members can vote on rather than having to pick from three different options.
We don't have one item here we can, you know, we can chew on and vote on. It's hard to take a vote amongst 70 people when you have three options out there. It's like, are we going to pick an option, or are we just going to vote on this as a group and say, well, how do you feel about these three options? Do you approve of them or not?
Union officials met in Petersburg last week. Bertagnoli says they decided to ask the city administration to pare down its options to a single offer that the union membership can vote on. Contract negotiations broke down in March. 2 days of mediated discussions failed to produce an agreement in July. The two sides have not gotten back to the table for formal talks since then. Still, Bertagnoli is hopeful they can still reach an agreement.
I just hope from our standpoint, and everybody's anxious, that we can move forward and find some resolve to this, because you know, winter's coming and everybody wants to just you know, hunker down for the winter, and it'd be nice to have this contract settled and move on.
PMEA represents about 70 local employees in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.